علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the letter which he wrote to Malik Ashtar, in which he draws out a few important points with regards to the qualities of managers and those who are supposed to be recruited in important managerial positions. And in one of those phrases he says, وَتَوَخَّ مِنْهُمْ أَهْلَ التَّجْرِبَةِ وَالْحَيَاءِ. That means, recruit those people who are people of experience and those who possess shyness, chastity, and bashfulness. They have the state where they feel shy, they are embarrassed of doing something bad, certain bad things, and they have bashfulness in them. And that generally what we say is shyness, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we discussed previously that, you know, shyness is a very important emotion that is a force that can stop a person to do many bad things. It's not a negative emotion. As you know, some of the philosophers, the moral philosophers of the world of today, they are bent upon, you know, removing the covers of shyness, especially in women. You know, You know, if you want to know there is a dictatorial leadership, a leadership that wants to destroy the people, then see their treatment of women. See how they consider women and what they want women to do. If there is a leadership that wants to remove shyness from women, then know that this is a problematic leadership. It has there are reasons why it wants to do that. Anyways, that's not the discussion. The discussion that we have today is that shyness can be a very positive force. Let me give you an example. If you have a person in a managerial position who does not care about lying, does not feel shy, does not feel embarrassed if he lies and afterwards it is discovered that he was a liar. If you just a few, one or two years ago, if you remember, the there was a leader with yellow hair, very clear, you know how many lies he spoke, right? How many lies? But he didn't care about it. The next day he would come with his crisp suit and, you know, speak another lie. Why? Because, unfortunately, what happened gradually is a destruction of the moral fabric gradually. Why? Because of the constant destruction of the value of chastity and shyness. If a leader is not shy and is not embarrassed about, you know, having ties with oppressors, look at the world today. Look at all some of these leaders, how much they are complicit in the crimes of this nation that is killing children. You know about this nation that is killing children today in Gaza. They don't care. They are shaking hands with this leadership. They are supporting this leadership brazenly. How comes? Because they are not shy. They are not embarrassed of the fact that they are friends with a killer, with a murderer, with a destroyer. They don't have this shyness. Where is their humanity? Their humanity is being destroyed because they don't have these values. They don't care about what people will think, what the world will say. They don't care about the spiritual realm and what the spiritual realm is thinking about these evil things that they are doing. So you see, shyness can be a very strong force to keep a leader in position, a leader in doing what is right and what is correct.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we now understood that there are two forms of shyness. One form, which is a form of shyness that is negative, that stops you to do what is right, and what is correct, and what is laudable, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And there is another form of shyness that stops you from doing wrong, doing evil, from being unnecessarily free in whatever you want to do, you know. These are the types of shyness that are good, that are positive. And for a leader, this shyness is very important. This form of bashfulness is very important. That when he goes into the society, he is really careful that he doesn't do something that is embarrassing, that is wrong, and in front of the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has something that protects him from doing that. I think all leaders should strengthen this guard in them. They should use this as an opportunity to strengthen this guard so that they do not fall into wrongness, into lying, deceitfulness, cheating, being friends with bad guys and mafias, right? Sometimes this shyness can even stop you as a leader from doing what is even normally lawful. Like, for example, normally people can eat fruits and nice, you know, chicken and all those, you know, tasty foods. But as a leader, I feel shy because I feel, look at all those poor people. Can they afford this food that I'm eating today? This shyness stops him from eating that. And he becomes a good person because of that. Don't you see how positive this force is? And how good this emotion is that is being rid today, that is being stolen from the people of the world today. And don't you see, this is the reason why many of these leaders, so-called leaders of the world today, are facing a moral crisis. It's because they have not taken certain emotions seriously that can really stop them from moral degradation. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can apply these wonderful teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in our lives and be able to, inshallah, lead to the training of good leaders and managers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه